Love you.
Welcome to the podcast with Face, Pat, and Tiz.
It's happening at all.
Right,
we starting the show. Hey, everybody.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to the pod. Show with three friends separated by this. Go ahead and have a conversation. You can join in on. As always, I'm one third of the partners. This is what it is.
It's the other third of partners, man. Don't ever let Face tell you a story before you start a podcast. And I'm along with the guy that's told the story.
Yeah, man, it's me facing the place, man. Ain't no race, ain't no mace. We just here to talk shit. Thank y'all for coming. Let's get started.
I just want to make known that Face is a nasty ass nigga. The conversation that we have to be subjected to before we click live every week. Like I want to go to sleep now. I feel dirty. I just want to wash and go to sleep and cry. Like, why do you bring this?
That's how I felt too.
But you didn't have to make nobody else feel like it, nigga. Sometimes you got to eat feelings.
That's how I felt too.
Alone, nigga. That was your path. That wasn't meant for me.
We got to share.
No, we don't.
We're supposed to share.
We don't. No. Stop.
I had to offload my trauma.
That's some trauma for you.
I'm just had a room open and I'm not. It's like 2 seconds. I'm not doing this. It ruined my whole damn evening. Thinking of eating shit. Now that shit just sitting on my bed.
And then he drops out.
Right. Well, anyway, we back to baby tonight, man. It's been a week. And last week, you know, one of our favorites asked us to, you know, get back to, you know, react to random video. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We got a lineup of videos that somebody's seen, but not all three of us at the same time. So we're going to watch and we're going to give you our honest opinion. From those videos, we're going to do a few things. Somebody going to probably say something funny at some point, whether it be somebody in the chat or one of us. We're going to try to extract the life lesson. You know, kids like life lessons. We'll make a life lesson out of bullshit.
I just like the joke.
To be learned. And we're going to also get them jokes out at some point. We might have seen somebody. Yeah, that's all right, too. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. So, yeah, man. Without further ado, man, we'll get into the first video. I call this video "Ain't This Some Shit." Let's see if I can get it.
I already don't trust it.
There he is. Look, see him? Uh-oh.
Don't yell. Huh? I didn't point at you. I didn't.
Look. Oh, shit. Ah! God damn it. Look. Oh, fuck.
Are you okay?
Right back. See, that's why. Yeah, you wanted to go to the zoo.
Uh-oh.
That's the life you chose. That's a warning right there. Look.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Look.
He gave you the warning shot.
Oh, fuck.
He gave you the warning shot. I would too if I had baboon shit thrown at me.
All right, so this is this is one of the moments. When you out in somebody else's house, make sure you wipe your feet before you go. What that always meant to me was like, you go on somebody else's turf, whatever, you know, and you don't go. Like, you the best ever, and like, you run shit. Like, because don't nobody know you that. You used to go in, you know, humbly. Hey, how y'all doing? Everybody good? All right, you know, with a little respect, dead people, you be good. But this little motherfucker came in throwing up gang signs at the monkey. The monkey was like, oh, that's, oh, nigga, this nigga, that tripping. Oh, shit. Hold on. Hold on. Let me, motherfucker. Hold on. Hold on. Yeah.
That's some good aim. He's been doing that shit for he's been doing that shit literally for years.
That's just getting right across the top of that motherfucker's head. Oh man. Hey, look, man.
Shit throwing.
You keep talking that shit. I'm gonna throw it.
Look. Right there. Hold on, no. That was the first. That was the second. Right there. Walk away. Don't wait.
Yeah, in. That's a warning.
Don't wait. Go.
That is a warning.
I told y'all to get the fuck on now. All right now. The little boy keep doing this shit at me. Hold on. I got something for y'all. Give me one.
I didn't
point
at you.
Look. Oh, shit. God damn it. Look.
Because I told you to get the fuck on. I told you to get off on the jump. Oh, this motherfucker's still there. Oh, hold on. Take that with you.
That motherfucker got to learn the hard way.
Man, hey, look, man, sometimes you do things in life that fuck you up past that moment. If that makes sense. What's going on, huh? But yeah, like, there's decisions you're gonna make in life. Like, there's some decisions you make and it affects your immediate future. 2 minutes, 2 hours. But then there are some things that have these reverberations that go throughout your future, and they can see that all the time. It's one of them. Because that shit gonna get in the carpet in the car.
That shit
gonna be unhinged, you know? Like that funk is gonna follow this family for the next like 2 weeks.
Yeah, the rest of her ass off before she get in the car.
When the funk hit the fan.
All the people all
when the funk hit the wind.
Get it with me.
People had to ride on top of the car.
Yo,
top of the car ride for her ass.
You go off somebody else's turf. Come with respect. That's all you got to do. Otherwise, you looking to get shit on. There's gonna be somebody that want to give you shit.
And then every form of media that I've seen, they have baboons involved. They're all negative. They don't. It's not a situation where I see a baboon. Even in cartoons, the baboon's coming to fuck you up.
Indeed.
That's it.
That's a red bottom you don't want to see.
Like, that's one of them animals that's just like, all right, that's just always ready. They always with the shits. Literally, with the shits.
Indeed.
So, Indeed. Yeah. This time on National Geographic.
Let me unmute him. I don't know why he's on mute. He on mute. So he gonna try to say something, what? And then it's gonna be like,
what?
Yeah. Say what?
We got you about
mute. Say something. Mute. He gonna try to say something. That shit gonna be like. Somebody hit gun tape. Oh shit. Okay. What? Every video. How many balloons? How many baboon vids Pat be watching? Well, how many do you watch, Pat?
I don't watch it often. It's just that every single time I've seen baboons on a video, they're fucking somebody up.
Yes, they are. I can't even argue with them.
Like every single time, I have not seen a positive baboon video. Like, I don't see no baboons hugging people, doing tricks. I don't see baboons giving out ice creams. No. I usually see them either stealing some shit or stealing on another animal.
Or throwing shit.
Or throwing shit. Or picking... Or picking shit out of another baboon's back or some shit. That's about the most peaceful I ever actually see them, when they're picking shit out of another baboon's back or whatever. Other than that, they with the shits all the time. On site. Every day. They got to be like one of the pettiest animals ever.
Literally.
Pick another animal.
Yeah. All right. So pick another animal. Okay. So that's a perfect segue. All right, so the next video, just watch this nigga and then give me your thoughts.
Yeah. So Connor, you're saying the interest is low for the fight, but the last fight you announced, there was 1,000 articles written in a multiple day span to, you know, people talking about your last fight. In that same multiple day span, there was 10,000 articles written about this. So this is, in my mind, the biggest fight the world will ever see. There's no reason for them to be jealous. Like, I get people are jealous, but it's like when the old heads like Connor are still like trying to hate. It's like,
yeah, I don't get
why.
That.
Why
so
are you trying to pull people down? Like, your ego is that.
You think you're blowing out Mayweather and McGregor?
It'll be more viewed.
All right, just that, I don't know what to say after that. He feel about it. Right. So, y'all think this nigga gonna get killed by Tyson or just kind of like beat up a real guy?
I don't think he's gonna get fucked up. He's gonna get some kind of fucked up, some type of way.
I don't know. You can't knock each other out type shit. I know they be having them type of little deals. I know him and Roy had like a little thing where, you know, it was like, don't fuck me up too bad.
Wait, you said they can't knock each other out?
No, you know how they be having them
exhibition.
It's just an exhibition. Don't hit too hard.
I don't think Tyson know how to not hit hard.
No, man, I want to see this nigga. And I fuck with his brother because his brother be wrestling his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga's a good wrestler. Like, I fuck with his brother. This here, that man be on shrooms every day just because.
I seen the video.
For most people, even the little crazy white folk I knew back in college, like, it was like, we gonna fuck with these shrooms, but it's gonna be like, you know, on a once on an occasion, not like every day. Like, I'm just in another world. Like, I'm in Alice in Wonderland every day. That shit is crazy. Like,
I've seen
I need your own property in Wonderland.
I seen a video with him at 16, and I seen a video of Mike Tyson at 16.
Tyson's a grown man at 8.
He was training, and this dude was doing TikTok dances. Really flamboyant ass TikTok dances. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that alone.
I see it being a draw. I see it being a draw, man. I see it be all the play. Ain't gonna be no real fight.
I also feel like this is just
they gonna have stipulations in it. It's all for the money.
That's what I'm
all for the money.
Easy, or if they fight for real and he like, nah, come on, give me your best shot. I think Tyson gonna kill it, like kill it. Like, have y'all seen that shit? Look crazy as hell, man. This nigga's like 70 years old, throwing fucking haymakers with the fury of like a video game. Like, yeah,
face. But like
crazy as hell, like
he's serious as fuck.
Like 57, man.
I'm good. I don't know. That nigga
old. Like 57.
He up there. He in no pictures. Like everything's gray on that nigga face.
He probably and he probably in his old man strength period.
Bruh.
And you old was man strength.
Oh, you was already knocking niggas out of 12 seconds and shit. Dude, man, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody trying to fuck with the mic. Mike is crazy. And his nigga is on shroom. So he not even here for real. So you hit him and that nigga in rainbows and unicorns and shit.
That nigga low and he on shrooms being I don't like shrooms.
You see what I'm saying? Oh, you gotta feel this vibe, man.
Shrooms make you love when you don't want to love stuff.
Oh, you see the thought.
Well, he shouldn't be trying to fight on shrooms. He gonna get his ass whooped. He gonna be trying to hug. He gonna try to go for a hug and get knocked the fuck out.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like Tyson is different, yo. He's like, I don't know that this Paul kid done fought nobody that hits like that and also has defense like that. That's the thing. Like,
worth anything.
I don't know most professional most professional fighters that has like fought somebody with that much intensity in general.
Yeah. The only half decent motherfucker nigga he fought was Tyson Fury, brother.
Who was Tyson Fury, bro?
What's the nigga name? Shit, something Fury. Shit, I don't know. It was one of his fast fights. He lost that one.
I would guess his name would be something.
Something Fury.
Shit. He lost, but Jake Paul lost that one by decision, so.
Something Fury.
Hey, Google, what is Tyson Fury's brother name?
I told you, something Fury, nigga.
Google talk to you too?
Yeah, no, shit, the Google ain't trying to tell me nothing right now. I don't think it heard me.
Wait a minute. Something Fury.
What is Tyson Fury's brother name?
You got it?
Tommy Fury, Shane Fury.
Yeah.
Fury.
Tommy.
Tommy look like he mixed with some niggas.
Shout out to Unc. Thank you for the
dummy. Never mind. That was just that picture. Never mind. He white. He just had an edge up that was black.
Yeah, Tommy Fury beat him. They beat him by decision.
Yo, this
was born in 99. Evander Fury.
Hey, get the hell out of here. Evander Fury. All right, so we think we all in agreement that Tyson gonna kill this nigga.
Yep, and it's gonna be an enjoyable moment in hip hop.
Right, that part right there. I got Tyson in round 2 or 3. I think he gonna carry him for the first round, and then just kind of. All right, let me show you these old man hands real quick.
I got it being a draw. I got to go into a draw.
Okay.
I just have a feeling that they're going to promote their energy drink somewhere in the midst of this fight.
Oh, so, yeah. That's a good
one. Yeah. But he's going to get his ass kicked. He's going to learn. Yeah. I don't know why people look at Tyson. He's been going at it for this many years and shit and just think, okay, I'm going to be the one to catch him when he slows down as an old guy. Like, I feel like everybody trying to, like, be the Brock Lesnar of Tyson. Like, Tyson is the Undertaker and everybody trying to be the Brock Lesnar to get him or some shit every time they do this. But I don't know.
It's about to get up.
Y'all see that Tyson knockout video game meme where they had the white boy looking crazy, like going against Tyson?
I put it like
and
this.
And they said they predicted that
Tyson can be beat, but Paul ain't the person to beat him, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's that. Give me some heavy established. All right, I'll give you the shot. He might.
But his jab ain't good enough. The jab ain't good enough, and his arms ain't long enough to keep Tyson at bay at distance from him coming in with them hooks and uppercuts and that power where he can get his power generated from. He his foot movement ain't there where it need to be.
Body, uppercut.
Left foot. You see
right.
This shit?
What is that?
That's Jake Paul and Mike Tyson in the 80s. They predicted this shit in the 80s. Look at him. Look at his face. That might be
racist. I'm telling you.
That is the point.
I'm telling you.
That might be racist.
And if he do beat Tyson, everybody in the world gonna say the fight was rigged. They ain't gonna say it was real if he do beat Tyson. So,
all right, I don't know if we can show this. This might get
it. It is what it is. They both gonna get paid.
It is what it is. All right, so I'm gonna tell y'all. Okay. Give me 1 second.
That should be a show for Tiz. It is what it is. It is what it is. Let's give Tiz a topic to be pissed off about and just have him rant. And then boom, it is what it is.
What it burns is biscuits.
Hey man, it be burning my biscuits on Saturday. Pause.
Biscuits are horrible.
Yeah, they are that.
And they could be used as a weapon.
That they can. Now, this is called Gotta Be More Cash.
Look like it.
All right, so I think this might be one of the ones where we get in trouble. So I'm going to say this now, but I know this ain't going to help. They ain't going to pay no attention to this. So we're going to follow. So I don't know what we about to see, but some tells me it's gonna be something that's gonna get us canceled. So yeah.
We've been trying to contact you regarding your car's extended warranty.
What the fuck is this?
Bitch, do you think I'm okay? Fuck wrong with you?
Did somebody ask about the insurance and the warranty? Why the fuck? Did somebody whisper, hey, we've been meaning to call you about your warranty?
Yo, what the fuck was that?
I thought that was one of y'all, motherfucker.
Hold on. Man, what the fuck was that?
Nigga was flying in the air. We've been meaning to talk to you about your car warranty.
Oh,
yeah. Like a bad Sunday evening.
Yo, I thought this was weird, like government programming or some shit. I was like, I never been hearing that lady.
What's going on? We've been meaning to talk to you about your car insurance.
That nigga flying in the air with the greatest of ease. Like he want to fly to the ease.
Wee!
I ain't gonna repeat it.
He ain't gonna say no damn wee. I know he ain't gonna say wee.
What I will say is, man, stop recording yourself, man. Focus on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Worry about
I'm glad he had a helmet.
Worry about riding, man.
Got to be more careful.
Safety first.
Got to be more careful.
I don't know what to say to that.
He just did.
I just said.
Be more careful.
Yeah. All right. So this
what else called, can you say?
This is called What Would You Do? In this? I already put up the face disclaimer, so y'all don't know that we're going to unlock this. But I don't know whose video was this, face or Pat, but you know they be coming with wow. Just know.
Yo.
I ain't responsible.
I ain't do this one. This one wasn't me.
No, this is my selection.
No, yeah, good thing we could put up that disclaimer.
Bro. What do you got here? What is all this?
How long you been here?
You ain't clean this up.
I said I was gonna clean it up. What time you got here?
You should have cleaned that shit up like months ago, nigga. Like, what the fuck? This is not one night.
All this stuff all on the floor. You
like, what the fuck? Like a mess like this doesn't start in one day.
Yeah, I'm like, how many days did you come home to her family? This should look like.
This is too embarrassing to be putting out on the fucking internet.
Yeah, third creature living in.
I got two different approaches on this one. Two different viewpoints. Two different views. Seen in two different ways. Now, one, if she's a normal adult cleaning every day before whenever this happens, maybe something wrong with her. Maybe something going on and he need to investigate more. But if she a normal lazy motherfucker and shit just continually build up, he need to be on top of that more often. Because if you keep constantly coming home with that bullshit, you gonna just one day snap? Nah, motherfucker. Nah, this nigga doesn't snap. He does what he does in the video.
Mm-hmm. And that's why she does what she does in the video. Nothing.
Like, this is, look at all this. I told you.
She got my pizza in there. How the hell she got my pizza? Wait a minute.
All this stuff everywhere. Like, this don't make no sense.
Just go in the living room. Give me 5-10 minutes. I gotta take a nap.
5-10 minutes? You need to get up now. You need to get up now. Look at all this.
I'm taking a nap.
Like, I'm sick. This don't make no sense, man. This
the dirty bitch that ate my pizza.
You tired? What? You ain't done nothing.
And put it under the bed.
I don't care. I'm taking my nap.
You need to take your ass to Papa John to get my goddamn pizza back. She done take my pizza and put it under her bed. Look at this shit. This shit is bullshit.
Fucking no. Hold on.
I'm taking a nap.
No. Oh man.
What is the aluminum foil for?
Why? Oh, that's for crack.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's your problem right there.
All
right.
Mm-hmm. Face, you go ahead, Face. I'm just gonna check my thought. That's crazy. That's nasty work. That is nasty.
Dirty ass shit.
See? Told you. Dirty bitch.
Dirty shit. Lazy shit. Lazy. Like I said, if she was normal before, whenever this started, he need to see what's going on, try to help out. Maybe something going on with her. But if this is her normal everyday self, fuck that. Fuck seeing what's going on. Fuck investigating. If you ain't married, peace out. And if you are married, it need to be a courageous conversation to your significant other about what's not going on, what need to go on, or what's going to go on if something don't change. Because at the end of the day, it got to be a certain standard. If you out working 12 hours and ain't nothing happening on the other end, like nothing, and she's complaining to you that when you bring the obvious to her, like, it's like the bedroom is surrounded in trash. Like, it's food on the floor, food on the table, food underneath the table, food underneath the bed. I believe it was food on the bed. I mean, at the end of the day,
what up? I mean, what up, bro? Well, I thought I had saw A on the internet. I'm perfect. What up, bro? That nigga said hello and good night, my niggas.
What's that?
My brother.
What's up,
bro? Them kids. It's them kids.
I was here.
Them kids.
That's what
got them.
Yo, I understand. I totally understand.
Yep.
There you go.
Hello? Okay. I'll take it one step further. If they got kids in this situation, it's even worse. Because now you're giving your kids an example of what's allowed and what's the standard in the household. So you can never get on them about cleaning their room because your room is a pigsty, literally.
Let me be quite honest. I don't know if you have a kid or not. You might not have given birth or not, but they got a kid in there because there's something else that live in that room other than them, and they, whether they know it or not. I don't think they asked for a pet, but there's something else living in there. It's a raccoon or a rat.
It's a Mickey or Minnie in there somewhere.
Is that rat on that episode of Martin?
All that free food?
That rat from the episode of Martin when they were on the island? That's what lived there.
Chilligan's Island?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Yeah, that's crazy. That's nasty work. It's the 8th of 10. Give me 5 to 10 minutes. I said I'm gonna clean it up. Why are you yelling? Hold on, man. This, you out of bounds. I went to work. I put in a full day's effort. Ma'am. Who you yelling? Who you? Hold on. All right. You got me fucked up, huh? Yeah. But God bless. And
she had a long day of not doing shit.
Yo, man, that's crazy work. Like, how do you get to this point though? And this is the first time you recording. Like, you should have been recording. That nigga said draws all stinking. Hell yeah. you know it stink. You know you ain't no way in the world you telling me you've been hitting it on a nightly basis. Because I know that smell like hot garbage.
This is my thing. Why he not? If he's satisfied in living in filth, he's satisfied with sleeping with filth. Because his bed didn't just start. His bedroom just didn't, once again, didn't just start looking like that. That bed didn't just start getting looking like that. He got up out that bed to go to work that morning and came back to bullshit.
All that medicine on
there. Fuck that shit.
He got some multivitamins from that Great Value multivitamins from Walmart over there. He got the prescription and shit. What's wrong with her?
She got a thyroid problem. You know what I'm talking about.
Is she fat? I want to see. Is she a big bitch? Is she one of them people on
5-10 minutes? You need to get up now. You need to get up now. Look at all that.
Taking a nap.
Look, I'm
right there.
The guy.
Who are you?
The closet.
Oh, okay. You know what? You gonna take a nap outside tonight? Good day, ma'am.
Nap in a rehab.
We are here. Who you? Why you gotta yell at me like that? My voice ain't raised up an octave. And here you go.
Accountability. Oh. She does not want to take accountability for being the dirty bitch that she is. You dirty bitch. You ain't done shit all day. Did you even eat breakfast? Yes, you did. It was the pizza under there. That ain't breakfast. The fuck wrong with you? You got all that shit all over the place. How did you walk?
Now, I will say this. Pizza, it can't be breakfast. That ain't got nothing to do with what you're talking about. But
that's college.
That pizza won't breakfast. That pizza box been under there for days. They had that for takeout 3-4 days ago. And instead of taking the box to the kitchen, the box stayed in the bedroom.
Nigga, that nigga said that's college. I'm talking about that last weekend. The fuck you mean? What? What we eat? come on, get this. You want pepperoni or tea? What you want?
I ain't gonna lie, I did just that too. You saw the Papa John's box.
Oh, I fucked up. Yeah, but Papa John's though, that's the last pizza. That's cardboard.
Yeah,
man. That is not good high quality pizza. I'd even rather you go to Little Caesars right now and get them puffs. Get them happy puffs.
That's what they got too. They got that little deal. Now that's probably why they got the Papa John's.
I had them puffs. Them little cupcake, them little pizza cupcake.
I don't think I've ever had one.
What the fuck?
Little Caesars. It's like sauce and cheese and pepperoni and cheese.
I know what you're talking. I've seen a commercial for them. Like, I ain't never tried them.
And they from Little Caesars, and you just bite them, and they like, oh, hey, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah. I ain't never seen them shit before.
Oh,
I ain't never heard of that shit. Is it just some Georgia shit?
Fucking amazing. They're time to be had, my brother.
That Little Caesar shit. So they probably every Little Caesar.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. I'm still hit. They ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but I just wanted to share about the Little Caesar puzzle. Right?
This motherfucking.
Oh, somebody know what's coming up. Okay. Well, we got another video too. Hold on. Hold on. Through the airway. And it's called Big Brother Always Watching.
I put that one in.
My big brother just be chilling. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Talking about 1984.
Big brother, right?
I'll be chilling like a motherfucker. I'll be chilling like a motherfucker.
Yeah. That part.
Fuck they talking about.
I don't know. I guess you always be watching, my nigga. All right.
I'm always there, but I ain't always watching.
Talk about the feds.
Nationwide is on your
side. Trafficking, a lot of it's done on foot. A lot of people, because a lot of drug dependent people will walk up to a house or to a car and buy drugs. So first thing I do is I go over to my class and I just want people. So I eliminate all the car noise. So now I just have the people that go through the scene in the 24-hour span of time. And I'm actually watching that in 9 minutes and 44 seconds. So I figure out now the next thing I want to do is where do these people go the most? So I use the pass.
The pass.
And right then and there, I have my drug deals in seconds because there's the frequency meter right there, and I can see the pass. So these two houses were in concert. We did search warrants on these later. But I also want to know, just for my own edification, how many people just go to that little door, like right there, every day. How many people go into that intersection? At this time, because I went a little higher, it's 400 because they cross underneath here too. So you can see every one of these people walking, and all these people are going, and the car gets going. Are going right to that. Look at that. Does that look like a regular house deal, or does that look like a drug market? No. It's a drug market. How long did that take me to do?
Never.
That took me a minute.
What would you have done otherwise?
Sat outside. The old.
They got apps now, basically. Why you look at somebody?
Yep. Feds always watching.
I don't know, but I feel like we just got them to start watching this. And I don't know. Hey, look, I ain't done nothing.
I was just made. I was just like amazed at the technology.
Oh, my God. Them niggas had everybody in yellow. Oh, got you too. Got you too. Oh, body out of the bush. Got you too. Bloop, bloop.
And then I was amazed at the technology because the technology looked like a lot of Photoshop shit on the low. Like
that's crazy. If you're watching right now, hey, what's up, my nigga? We just chilling. That shit crazy. That shit is crazy. The ability to like analyze how many people go to a specific door at any moment is just like, oh, that's
within 1 minute.
Bloop, 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 click, 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 bloop, bloop, bloop. Got y'all. In HD, it's 4K, baby.
But y'all can't figure out how to make a wall. Can't nobody jump. Fuck out of here.
He talking about the border wall.
Yeah, yeah. Put our technology some good uses. Give a fuck how many junkies walking through the drug house. Stop that, these goddamn migrants.
That shit got real Trumpish real quick.
Shit.
Whoa.
God damn it.
You alright, bro?
On this money we giving these motherfuckers. Yeah, I'm alright. Shit.
That shit got real Trumpish real quick.
These motherfuckers. But then again,
you can't build my wall.
What? Shit. You can do all this shit and technology.
I would have been more like, so y'all can't give us reparations because y'all giving these motherfuckers benefits as soon as they walk through the goddamn door. We've been asking for benefits since we got here. What the fuck?
These motherfuckers. Here, I'm about to go drive to Mexico and cross the border my damn self back with illegal.
Okay. This will be the one to get it.
Yeah, right. This one.
Yep, this is the one. I've been waiting for it, but I took this one. All right.
You ain't doing shit until you get canceled.
Okay, I'm gonna say this.
That's how you know you made it.
God damn right, shit.
It's on my heart. I know this is wrong, but it's on my heart. If you're going to visit, right, you ain't got to worry about learning nobody's language. You go to China for a week, hey man, you might not know the Chinese language for that week. If you go to a place to live and to work, learn the language. Okay, every day of my job, I got to deal with people that's like, I don't know how they got certification to work in this country. Because they don't speak a lick of English. No English. Not a bit. Not a word. Yes, it's confusing to them. Huh? And they all got the same smile. Huh?
You know.
I'm just mad they hit my truck. I'm gonna just put that out there. I'm just mad they hit my truck and my bumper is off my truck right now. And I'm really pissed off about it.
Again.
Oh, that's wrong.
I drove off if I can get any information or license. So
again.
That might be my personal thing.
Bumper.
Maybe a bias. But like, yeah. That did it. That did it right
there. Bumpers and fenders and you ain't good.
No, they're not. I have a horrible history of my bumper getting hit and randomly. Which amazing me that this happened two times in a row, where each time nobody believes how the fuck it happened. But yeah,
this my thing. So it ain't nobody in Antarctica right now. Ship these motherfuckers up there.
You said Antarctica?
Give them some first down, some fleece coats, send it. Yeah, give them these motherfuckers some first down, fleece coats, and some sweatsuits, and send their ass up north, some thermals and shit.
Antarctica?
Would you rather have them in Georgia, or would you rather have them in Antarctica?
Antarctica, though, that's like that. That is the coldest place on Earth. It's the South, the South South.
This is gonna sound racist as fuck, and I know
it is.
Sometimes it is what it is.
It started off pretty, yeah.
That spicy ass food, gonna warm it up quick.
I do got some tea. Yeah, I got some tea. Ah, fuck it. Cha cha cha.
So the next video We going to jail, hell, or something. This ain't gonna be good.
Yeah, somebody on Twitter gonna bring this up.
Going to the goddamn voting booth.
Like once we get famous, yeah, they gonna bring this shit up.
I think bring the motherfucker up. Bring the motherfucker up. Shit.
Goddamn, I can't get it out because this nigga keeps saying break the motherfucker up.
I love Spanish women.
Yo, what the fuck? This nigga, every time I went to go say something, they would be like, break the motherfucker up. Break the
motherfucker. I love legal people. Ain't shit wrong with a legal motherfucker. A legal motherfucking getting benefits. Hey, that's a citizen. These motherfucking migrants, goddammit. That's something different.
Okay, so this next video is called, I believe, When It's Difficult to Break Your Own Programming?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, just watch what she does.
Okay.
Might have to click on the book.
It has to be harder. Okay. Then don't stop for me. Go ahead. You don't have to put the whole thing in your mouth. Just put it up to the edge of it. Go ahead. It has to be harder, Vanessa. All right. Like this. That's all you have to do. Okay. You don't have to make all those noises. Go ahead. Vanessa. Hard, Vanessa. It has to be hard.
Vanessa. As I can go.
Just blow consistent. It doesn't have to blow up. You're stopping.
This would be a pet video.
A real face like pet video.
Okay.
This is not the time. No, I know.
Go ahead.
Hit play on this motherfucker.
I'll let you know when to stop.
Don't stop. I'll let you know.
It has to be harder. Don't stop. You're stopping.
Oh, shit.
Fuck with this shit, yo.
Oh, shit.
Old habits is
hard. I'd have been in there laughing my ass off.
Old habits are hard to break.
Oh, man. It's hard to hold your laughter in a stupid ass situation sometimes. This is one of the ones I'd had to laugh in her face. Like, bitch, what the hell are you doing? Stop sucking off the breathalyzer and blowing it.
Yo, what?
Not that type of blow.
Hard. No, sir. No, it has to be longer than that. I'll let you know when to stop.
Pause.
Hard. It has to be harder than that.
Pause.
Go ahead.
Can I have water?
We'll have water after this.
A lot of air.
Go ahead. You don't just put it in the tip. You don't have to put the whole thing in there. Go ahead, right there. Like that. You're just like that.
I need water. Like my mouth is so dry.
Yo. Fuck, she keep licking and dipping the bitch.
Oh.
This bitch can get her mind right. See what she had on her mind for the night, then.
Old habits are hard to break.
See, that's a current habit. That ain't an old habit. That's current.
Mm-hmm. Muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. What? All right, we're going to, I don't know what the purpose of this video was. It was just retarded.
Laughs.
That's a pet video, damn it.
It's all for the laughs. I'm here for the laughs.
So this right here is called Do Women Prefer Chivalry or Equality?
Do y'all feel like do you feel like he hit him with a point when he did this? I just saw it.
What?
Do you feel like he had do you feel like oh man, I'm saying everything wrong. Do you think he has a point when he says this? Do you think that he actually prove his point on this one? Shout out.
Okay. Chivalry, or do you prefer equality?
Equality.
What about you?
Equality.
What about yourself?
Equality.
Okay, so you said you're in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who paid for the first date?
Who paid for him?
Yeah. Who paid for the second date?
It's been a while.
But what'd you think?
Probably him.
Interesting.
Who paid for the third date, if you got a thing?
Probably.
Okay, that's not equality.
You've used my logic against me.
How long would you take care of your man if he couldn't work anymore?
Mm.
I'm be honest.
Like 6 months?
2 days, huh? Dear. Try for help.
You're not getting it.
But see, people don't understand. But see, this is what I've grown to realize. We said it in like some of our first episodes. People don't go by the real meaning of words no more. So when they say chivalry and equality, what they thinking about ain't even what we really understand as chivalry or equality. Because everything ain't what the dictionary or what the true meaning of words are no more. So we wouldn't know, like people who truly have a base in reality or common sense have no idea what she's thinking about or these women think about, because they have these new brains where things don't mean what they mean and they mean what they want to mean.
I don't wanna do this no more. I want real words again. I want the real word. Give me the real word. Give me the real word. This shit is crazy.
My brain can't think in sideways.
Everybody just think for their own benefit, not what really is real.
Yo, I mean, this is crazy. What? Like,
6 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not equality. What about you, Gigi?
I've done that before, so I'd say maybe like 3 months on it.
3 months. And what about you?
I say a year.
The ladies that said that you prefer equality over chivalry, your answers contradicted yourselves. And the fact that I have a timeline on it, that means that it's not equal, because men, it's in our nature to provide for a woman forever. So even though you say one thing, which is like a politically correct answer, because the media right now is ruled by the... You prefer chivalry or...
Okay. Shout out to Tay Tay Baby.
Yeah, she brought this out. I believe his name is Cooley or something. I believe his name is Cooley. I've seen him on some other shit before.
Ain't it like No Fugazi?
Yeah, that's it. I think that's it.
No Fugazi. I remember that because that's what Jay said. But anyway. I think it, yeah, what you said, like the words don't have to mean, so like people don't follow the word because they got no meaning to them. I think like if we were to go to the actual meaning of each of those words, then I think most women would in general prefer to get chivalry because it's gonna work out to their benefit. If we're doing equality, that means we're doing 50-50 on everything from jump, and that's the baseline. And I don't think most women want to embark on that if they don't have
it. Not saying why they'll say equality because they don't know how to reciprocate chivalry. Most women don't know if you open their door to get in the car, when you walk around your door, they're supposed to reach over and unlock your door from the inside. Most women don't know that. That's how you reciprocate that part of chivalry from a man.
Etiquette. Yeah, that's good etiquette. But most women don't know that. You're right.
Or they just feel entitled to it.
Nah, you know what it is? No, man.
Speak your piece. Nah, ain't no never mind. Nope, ain't no never mind. Speak your piece. Speak your motherfucking mind.
Hey, this is where we get canceled. I know if you was a lady, you probably not gonna fuck with him. Well, they apologize.
If it don't apply to him, it don't apply to him. Put it like that.
A lot of, not all, not all, but a lot of women are lazy when it comes to upholding their side of the bargain. So what I mean is that if you have a partnership with a woman, we can flip the roles however you want. That's fine. That's not a non-negotiable. The issue becomes when we get to this equality and chivalry thing is like, women don't really want equality because when it's time for them to do their side, so like if that be, I'm a stay-at-home person, so my job is to take care of the house, make sure that that is cleaned up. We saw the video earlier with the dirty ass Priya, but not even to that extreme, but just like, oh, I don't feel like cooking tonight. Well, who else? Like, I just coming home from a 12-hour shift. Like, why would I have energy to then now us both a bill and you like?
You had half a day.
Like, and I'm saying that to either person that's the person that's at home. Like, if you a house husband, like, you got, that's your job then, nigga.
If you have half a day.
Except in this other piece. You feel me? So I ain't tripping off that, but, like, it's just, I think that equality piece, men are more likely to, all right, let's wrap this shit up. We pop.
Speak your piece.
Men are more likely to just like go ahead and take on that burden. We ain't gonna trip on it. Like, we know it's some shit that's like, oh, this is bullshit. But I gotta, because this gonna make everything the best. Whereas a lot of times, what I find in my, and this is my experience, I'm not saying it's a fact, I'm saying it's the best that I personally, that makes sense. I find that women are more likely to fatigue on that. Like, they may even start off good, but like they kind of burn out quickly. And like, oh well, I got you now. So like, well, example, you will see a dude that like, supported his woman for like 20 years, right? They've been off and on again, whatever. They ain't got married yet, whatever the case may be. They might be married, but like you'll see a dude do that for like 20 years. He done put her through school and all this shit, and then he'll lose his job, and then she'll leave him because her lifestyle, as opposed to like, oh, all of that shit I done poured into you, now you back me up until I can get back up. Like, women will fatigue on that end. They'll do it for like a couple months and be like, all right, nigga, well, what's up? So I think like it's not reciprocal, and that's the problem. Like, you used to have back in the day where like, and I know this is stupid because we ain't gonna never go back in the day. I get it. I'm just saying that this is just a kind of a stone cold like reality. Back in the day, you have like in the 1800s, the nigga would fuck around, lose his ability to work the farm. The wife would get out there with the kids and they work the farm. And then the farm keep going, and then everybody get money when that shit blow up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, all right, well, if this shit blow up, cool, but if it gets too difficult, well, we're going to just go ahead and let that shit go, and we'll just shut it off, and we'll do something different. Yeah. There's no stick to it in this from the female side. Now, a man in that same role will be like, all right, well, shit, this didn't work. Let me do something else then. Let me do something else then. And we're going to keep on working because it's like it's innate in us to be that. I got to figure this shit out. Like, I know you can take a break, but I can't. And it's okay for you to take a break. I get it. It's physical differences. It's a whole lot of shit that y'all do that we can never do. And y'all necessary to take on the name of the legacy. But it is a thing where it's like, well, I can just chill. And I ain't going to do my part. But you got to do all this shit. Make sure you pay for everything. all right. But then the other part of that, make sure you open the door for everything. Cool. But then the other part of that is that you carrying the food. The other part of that is that you opening my car door for me when I'm opening for you and make sure you got in. Like it's other parts to it that they want to leave out conveniently. And I think that's unfair. And I'm sorry.
Can you say if she says she wanted quality that equates to she wants a feminine man? Because like I don't want nobody to open the door for me, and I don't mind opening the door for them at all. I will do that to the day I can't open the door.
Somebody to open the door for you, pay.
Not a standard, no. But what we talk about, what Face talk about is proper etiquette. So like if you ever go to etiquette class, right?
Mm.
It's customary for the man to allow the woman to the car. He opens the door for her. He like holds her hand while she gets in to make sure she's safe. Once she's in, he closes her door for her, and then she reaches over and unlocks the door for him. Not necessarily even having to open the full door, just like making sure that
unlock that motherfucker.
But what I'm saying is, you know what that's going to eventually lead to with them, and we've seen it before. They're going to say these men want to be women now. They want to be effeminate because we said we want equality or whatever. But that's what you said. You know what I mean? Like, so logic doesn't come into play.
But this why go
like, see that
we men, and if you're a man, what do you care what they say? Like, this is what's best.
Mm-hmm.
Like. All right, so like that, I think that's the.
I'm not saying that I care what they say. I'm just saying that with them
specific people in general who would have a mind frame of that logic, mm-hmm. and not necessarily you specific.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to take this on as a personal burden to you. I'm talking about the
idea
of that thing, not you specifically, your personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is like the everyday struggle of relationships today is this dynamic between what people see and then what we actually are willing to experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is like a woman has a image that they feel like they need to uphold now because of whatever social norms that have been cultivated. That's what they feel now. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's what they feel that is the norm. So they are under pressure on their side. Then you got men that are now under pressure on the our side from the same type of shit. Like, these social norms have to be us or we are not said whatever. So what I'm saying is we got to get it to where like, okay, I lost my
question. Everything that brings up a story time. So one day, one day I go to work. This is not going to be a face work story. This actually relates,
bro. Probably not.
No, it's not one of those.
Really so don't, man. You don't know how hard it is for me to push through this episode. Like that nigga fucked me up. Never talked to me. And I look. The brother, you know that, man. You my heart, but don't do that shit, my nigga. That you brought keep that shit on your state, man.
Just wanted to share.
Hold it out. No, don't
just wanted to share.
Don't dare that.
Be selfish. Be selfish with that. Let me stop. So what happened? I'm going in. You know the job. Is pretty much got to go get a scanner, go pick up boxes. There's two ladies there, and I don't know how we got into the conversation. One had a bit maybe mid-40s, 50s, one maybe a little bit older, like maybe 60s, around that age. I don't want to go no older because black don't crack, but she, you know, she could have been my grandma or my mama.
No.
Yeah, so they come up, and I don't know how the conversation get to this, but the younger 40, 50-year-old, she's like, well, you know, women work more than men now. And I was like, man, the debater queen in. I think this is my Capricorn side. It probably tears will probably relate to this. I was like, how so? Because we do this, we need to take care of the house, and then we also do the job and this, that, and the third. So how so do the man not take care of the house? Well, he don't take care of the kids and this, that, and the third. So when he worked the extra hours that don't include as taking care of, all right, okay. So y'all work more, right? So we can leave, right? So we can go. So when we leave, right, who's going to do construction? Who's going to mine the mines to make your phones? Who's, well, when we leave, I just want to know, because, you know, it's not all the jobs y'all fill out, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't know about any of the men you encountered, but all the men that I've encountered, we take care of business. We're taught to take care of business. And if there is somebody around us that can't take care of business, we tell them about themselves, or we excommunicate if they continue with the same said behavior and whatnot. And I don't know, she had something in her head, maybe it was cognitive dissonance. She just wasn't prepared for like my answers, because I had like a rebuttal for a lot of things. The next day she saw me. I'm just saying hi and stuff like that, because I know I got them that one time. And she said, I just finished loading up a whole truck by myself. She's like, you ain't done nothing. And I was like, you can go right down there to those managers and tell them if I what the hell I've done in the past couple of hours that I've been here. Pretty much. It's just, oh no, I'm venting. I know I am. I know. It's just like, the audacity. As I see her walk off, not doing anything physical. Not doing anything. I just.
It's okay, Pat. It's okay.
I took that one.
Go ahead and unload, friend.
I took that one personally. Oh, no, I thought it was me saying personal. Oh, no, it was face to time. Okay. We good. Okay.
Don't do that for me. Leave me out of that.
Are you brushing your face?
This is what happens. You have a beard.
I thought you had a brush in your hand.
That nigga, he thought you were doing this.
I did it
for you. You can joke on me now.
Hey, shit.
Are you brushing your
face? Lisa asked and then just assumed, went on with the thought that this motherfucker is brushing his face. Okay, I understand what you're doing now.
This nigga hit the Rick Ross pose. And that...
Oh,
I'm not gonna hate. This is about the most I'm gonna get as a beard. That's why I'm dreading it up now.
You're done for. Get a beard, my boy.
Nah, I seen my real dad.
Nope. Got one in you gonna get that. Yeah, that's about all you gonna get, man. This is what you got.
Thanks for letting me vent, y'all. I just needed to get that out. I'm sorry. Pause. Damn, I was doing good too.
This next video is called some dumb shit. It's called Asian aliens are racist. Yeah, what the hell, man? Is that you, Pat?
Yeah, you know I like aliens, man.
Have you know, shut the fuck up? Ancient aliens are racist. What, nigga?
Pete, what the white man say?
This shit is crazy. Ancient aliens are racist, y'all.
I'm talking about the TV show, though.
Okay, because I'm like, man, I thought you was talking about the literal ancient aliens, like it was a real alien.
Yeah, I just like.
You ever noticed all the guest speakers on Ancient Aliens are really white? That's weird, right? Because this show is primarily about analyzing the culture of people of color in ancient history. And yet the only times I ever seem to notice a local being interviewed is to just give basic facts about the area. The locals are never the people claiming that it was actually aliens. The show is still on the air. It's got almost 200 episodes, and they're still making more of them. So I'm sure there are exceptions. But anytime I see it on TV, it's always a white dude describing things that non-white people did, saying that it was impossible for how undeveloped they were, and then saying that it had to be aliens.
How could the Easter Islanders have invented their own writing without some other culture?
Because they think we dumb as hell. They don't believe we smart.
And they learn everything from us.
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. That's all. We just liked you last week, man. Don't fuck it up, man.
Cultural influence. They're doing things that would require precision work. How could they have had these advanced machining tools? The one answer would have to be they'd gotten it from ancient aliens.
The Mayans could not possibly have developed these systems on their own. So it is clear that they were given to them by aliens out there.
Of course, aliens. The ongoing narrative of these moments is clearly a somewhat contradictory lack of respect for these civilizations and their people. Their art is interesting.
I would say this, man. I don't know what happened before I was here. Because I won't hear. I was there. Right? But now that I'm here, I believe that humans could have did all that shit. So I don't really believe in the alien theory that aliens did all this crazy shit. No, it was some people. Now, I don't know what them people look like or none of that because I won't dare. But I do believe it was the people. That's my belief. I'm going to roll with that because that's what more evidence says. Some random alien species coming down and blessing us for a minute and then bouncing. What the fuck do I do?
I can't wait. I can't wait till we further line in the talk, further along on the timeline, and we have another ancient aliens, and then we'll go back to medieval times and be like, there's no possible way they could have built these castle structures like this.
Yeah, my thing is though, like, why is there no possible way? Like, what is it that
they're humans?
We just couldn't have done this at all.
Breathe the same air, have the same needs. You know what I'm saying?
If the pyramids are dated to the times of Göbekli Tepe or Göbekli, how the fuck you say that shit? But goddamn it, they could build it shit.
Göbekli Tepe?
There you go.
Yeah. You gotta just say, you know, sound it out. What Blaze built?
Motherfuckers.
Thousands of years from there, alien. Thousands of years from there, they're gonna be like, what the fuck was he writing? Because that shit is That is some pigeon English there you wrote in. Ooh, you type of drunk, huh?
What the hell is an alien?
I know
what I mean. What I was laughing at, yo, that nigga said,
hi. I'm drunk ass aliens.
I remember Aileen. Aileen was bad as fuck, man. She did. She had a.
Different aliens from the southern planet. We Aileens, nigga.
Aileen, baby.
You pronounced it wrong, nigga.
Aileen. My aliens. See you with my spaceship. Well.
Nigga say we aliens, nigga aliens.
Now throw your hands in the air, wave them like you just don't.
Where you from here, then? Yeah.
Action aliens.
Me and you.
You know that, you know, like the fish and grits and all that pimp shit. Throw your hands in the air.
Indeed. Now this right here is the viewer video of the week. This was sent to us by none other than Last Call.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, so we want to see what we got.
Girlfriend, mama, I'm not going away, mama. I don't like popsicles in my mouth, mama. That's no. Stop recording me. I know you're recording me somewhere. I don't know how you're recording me. Scoot back, mama. No, please.
I'm not
back.
You.
I ain't say you about me. I just said scoot back.
I'm gonna give you the popsicle.
No, you better not give me no popsicle, mama. You know I already know I like no popsicle. Stop. Ah, my wrist hurt. Am I back to life?
Come on, you need the fluids.
Yep.
Look. No.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell
is about this so far. On one hand, we do pause games here. It should be funny, whatever. On the other hand, pause games and got this nigga to where he's scared to eat a goddamn popsicle. And that's probably all he can eat. I think about the star did not have a pause moment. Like, that's hilarious.
No,
you ever heard fucked up hill to die on? I think he found his fucked up hill. Like, nigga, eat that damn popsicle for you on that for you die from malnourishment. Nigga, you better get you a little popsicle. Like, we know you ain't gay, and we got you, bro. We got you. We gonna joke on you, but we got you, bro. We know you. It's all good. But
and by the way, pause.
Yeah.
Pause.
God damn it. I ain't for this shit.
Just in case I didn't mention. You
know, like this whole shit wild as fuck. Like, nigga. No, mama, back up.
No, mama.
So this happened when I
Where mama go?
Hold on.
Let me start there. But the nigga was talking to his mama, and all of a sudden, this white man with a hairy arm come out of nowhere and just start rubbing.
That's what I'm saying. Mama?
Is Kevin Owens giving this nigga a popsicle?
Hold on.
That was his mama home. He got reverse out of peace.
Like, this nigga just came. Like, hold on. This nigga was just talking to his mama. Like,
this nigga said reverse out of peace.
And then this nigga came in with this big hairy ass werewolf all like, hold on. Playing it. Like, that's what made it gay. It was all right before you did all that. Like, you could have. Oh, hey, man.
There was a half moon outside.
What the fuck was that? Where did you come from, sir?
Gorilla, gorilla.
You are not Mama. Like, hold on. Hey, Mama. Mama just let that nigga slide on there. What the fuck
happened? Mama.
No, Ma.
Why do you look like Earl Sweatshirt? What do you look like from fucking...
I was on anesthesia.
I promise you I got a girlfriend, Mama. I'm not going to win. Mama, I don't like popsicles.
I promise
you. I promise you.
Promise you.
Mama.
I'm good, Mama.
I promise you, Mama.
It's in my mouth, Mama. That's no. Stop recording me. I know you're recording me somewhere. I don't know how you're recording me. Scoot back, Mama. No, please. Scoot back.
The fact that we've gotten to a point where kids don't even trust their parents no more because they know their parents. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, we really record everything to the point where the kids can't even trust you to just have a moment.
Kids be doing that to you. We learn from them.
Like, this would not have gotten me unless it was it's a few things in this video to make it.
Oh, man, I'm crying.
That's crazy as fast, but already, Mama, what the fuck are you not doing that this kid don't like?
I'm crying at his pain. I'm not laughing.
I ain't say you about me. I just said school bag.
I'm gonna
get your ass up, Mama, because I don't trust you. Like, that's sad. Pia should want you to be like, come here, Mommy. Come here, Daddy. I need help me be a parent. The fact that he like, oh no, nah, back your ass up. Get back, Mama.
Apparently on TikTok, he's Lil Durk main op.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I don't know how to peep that.
I'll give you the popsicle.
No, you better not. Like you know I don't like no popsicle. Stop. Ah, my wrist hurt. Am I back to life?
Come on, you need the fluid.
Yep. Look. No!
Like, whose arm is this? Nigga, this is my Mama.
No,
arms come out.
He's constantly traumatizing this nigga.
That is his mama, man. You can't hate on her, Harry.
Are you doing glizzy jokes on with popsicles? Is that the trend now? Is that what we're doing?
No,
mama's always warming in the time.
Why did that nigga rev up on the popsicle though? Ah, like what the fuck was you about to go Super Saiyan on the popsicle, nigga?
Why is he like it's corn on a cob? Like, pause, man. Like, why is he doing it? Like, why? Like, no, I understand. No, because the other way would be pausey too. So that just be terrible. It would be fucking horrible. No popsicles. I understand. I totally understand. This is very pausey. Very. Really dramatic.
Okay, it's another video. Last call, got. Hey, man, shit. I give you one more, bro. Paul.
Okay. You got it. You got it, Tiz. You want me to put it on the docket?
I don't even know if I got to pause that. I don't even know what I got.
I just don't know no more at all. I don't know at all. No more. I don't trust anything.
Oh, you got it. You capturing it? Do I need to refresh?
Oh, not that. I need to refresh. It just like froze for a second or something.
Oh, right. That bad. McDonald's.
No, it's that damn Xfinity.
You got that McDonald's.
Hey, man, sometimes McDonald's be clutch.
How are you living out here? You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right.
know, you just have your, you have your moments sometimes. The data is low.
Okay, so I guess this is the full version that Last Call wanted everybody to see. He's petrified.
Mama, no.
Like, are we not supposed to roast him? Like, I'm confused. Is this like you telling us, like, oh, he got it, but acting the way he acts? Or like,
you playing? I'm gonna roast his ass.
I'm right. Still doing it.
Hello, this nigga.
I'm an equal opportune roaster.
I don't give a fuck about this nigga.
Yeah, man. I'm treating him as a human.
You know us better than this. No, 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 no.
Stop. What the fuck? Ah, my wrist hurt. My back of life. We need the fluids.
Yep.
No, no. No, mama. Ah. Girl, mama.
You're a friend.
What was I supposed to see different? That's the same shit I just saw, didn't it? Nigga talk to his mama. Big hairy arm come out of nowhere. This my nigga mama. Glizzy. And then he go, ah! And rev up on it. I seen what happened. I ain't confused. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm gonna say this, man. Back in the day, nigga would have got beat up. Okay, you had fight.
Fuck it, I got.
Would have had fight. That's shit crazy. That's crazy work.
You want to see crazy? I got a crazy for you.
Because you about to send me some more bullshit. I been a lot. Thank y'all. But I'd have been through. Ace did not set us off on a righteous path.
Yeah, the fuck I did.
And so I'm nigga. No, I don't want to see nothing. I feel like every time somebody said that you want to see it, it's to be some shit I don't want to see. I don't want to hear. I don't want to know. This ain't for me.
Hey, I tell you, man, want to share.
Yeah. All right. Good evening. I ain't fucking with it. Hey, look, we done reacted to some videos and shit, y'all. I don't know what the fuck y'all want us to do now, so we out of here. good episode.
You don't want to see Cracky Chan?
Hey, man, no. No. I don't even want to chance it. Because I feel like the next thing I see is going to be the shit that made me stop fucking with this whole shit. I'm going to be like, because y'all tripping tonight. I don't know what this is. Oh, tonight. Like this has been a hell of a night.
No, mama.
Man, God bless y'all. You did some shit, ain't it? DP, are you with me? Oh, yeah. man, I've been telling we got some shit that you can support. You've seen the ways you can support at the bottom. Shout out to Unc Must Be Logic. Thank you for the donation. We're gonna get that separated and split amongst the three of us after this. And everybody else, you know, appreciate y'all, man. We love y'all. Shout out to Last Call for showing up as always, you know, the fourth partner and shit. You know what I mean? Anybody else that happened to be in the comments or in the cloud, man, shout out to y'all too. And yeah, man, if you want to support, you see the shit at the bottom. $ Podatez one on Cash App. You can also support on Buy Me a Coffee. Backslash you know, the pot. Man. Okay. I've been drinking.
Okay.
All right. So yeah. Man, look, man.
Right. You know the videos ain't that traumatizing that much.
You can also get you can also support on Spotify. Get a membership for $4.99 a month. That helps out tremendously. But you know, if you feel like going to school, if you want to support and you want to spend your money, but you like, I need something back in return for it. That's cool. We got goods and merch too. Face, how can they get that shit?
Well, you can take your ass to the store. Artrayclothing.com. Have a new link coming this week. The new link will be posted to the social media pretty soon, most likely tomorrow. RTradeClothing.com will not be the link after tonight. So the link will be going to the social media. If you're interested, click on the social media, click on the link. Yeah. ARTRE Clothing.com. Visit it and automatically get percentages off of your purchase. That simple. You'd like to save money, go there and save money on your official podcast merchandise or your AC83 merchandise. The only place you can get anything Podness: hats, shirts, face masks, towels, pillows, beach towels, tapestries, all that good stuff, man. And check us out.
That's crazy. That's crazy work that we about to have a new link for that. So that's crazy, though. Look up, be on the lookout for that, man. I'm finding it out with y'all. That's cool shit. So yeah, we got something else we can make a joke out of. You know, we still have not spilled clothing for you. So fuck y'all. And then if they want to support past that, if you don't want to spend no money but you just want to support, you know, pull up, like, comment, share, subscribe, all that good shit. Pat, how can I do that shit?
@thepodnas. That's the @thepodnas. That is all our social medias like Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, TikTok, for however long America has TikTok. That's a whole nother thing. And on Facebook, Tiz, FacePat are the Podness.
Indeed.
One other thing. If you're on TikTok and you get on a video and it's muted, just go on to YouTube. We're there on YouTube. And Instagram. Yeah. It'll be there.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's global. Mm-hmm. But we fuck with y'all, man. As always, man, I've been one third of the Podness. This is your boy Tiz. And I've been along with.
It's the other third of the Podness here. I was on time this time. This time, yep, I was.
Yes, he was.
I'm wide awake. I'm going to sleep after this, and I've been along with.
Yeah, man, facing the police. You know, none other. Thank y'all for coming and joining our conversation. Could have been anywhere else, but you chose to spend your time with us. Continue to do that week after week. Come on back in for more combos.
Indeed, man. We fuck with y'all. Love y'all.
See y'all next time. Love y'all. Peace. In the middle of it.
Peace. I don't got no sleep.
In the middle of it. In the middle
of it. Oh, I just got a text message. Nope. Not going to sleep yet. Night, night.